The True Value of Money, June 3. Talents for All. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the firstfruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. This scripture teaches that God, as the giver of all our benefits, has a claim upon them all, that his claim should be our first consideration, and that a special blessing will attend all who honor this claim. Herein is set forth a principle that is seen in all God's dealings with men. The Lord placed our first parents in the Garden of Eden. He surrounded them with everything that could minister to their happiness, and he bade them acknowledge him as the possessor of all things. In the garden he caused to grow every tree that was pleasant to the eye or good for food, but among them he made one reserve. Of all else, Adam and Eve might freely eat, but of this one tree God said, "Thou shalt not eat of it." Here was the test of their gratitude and loyalty to God. So the Lord has imparted to us heaven's richest treasure in giving us Jesus. With him he has given us all things richly to enjoy. God entrusts men with means. He gives them power to get wealth. Our money has not been given us that we might honor and glorify ourselves. As faithful stewards, we are to use it for the honor and glory of God. Some think that only a portion of their means is the Lord's. When they have set apart a portion for religious and charitable purposes, they regard the remainder as their own, to be used as they see fit. But in this they mistake. All we possess is the Lord's, and we are accountable to Him for the use we make of it. In the use of every penny, it will be seen whether we love God supremely and our neighbor as ourselves. Money has great value, because it can do great good. In the hands of God's children, it is food for the hungry, drink for the thirsty, and clothing for the naked. But money is of no more value than sand, only as it is put to use in providing for the necessities of life, in blessing others, and advancing the cause of Christ.